There are tens of thousands of horses running wild in our region. The U.S. government mainly uses roundups to keep them from overgrazing the land, but advocacy groups want more of a focus on fertility control. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
It's 9 a.m. and nearly 90 degrees in a sun-baked desert east of Reno, Nevada. Tracy Wilson and Ray Hanna with the American Wild Horse Campaign are about 70 yards from a band of wild horses quietly munching on sagebrush. Hannah's holding an air rifle. It's loaded with a dart that holds a fertility control vaccine booster. She creeps closer to the horses. Meanwhile, Wilson splits off to the right and walks in a semicircle around them.
There are times when I'll just pick at the bushes like I'm another animal grazing. If you're just staring them down and going right for them, they're going to leave.
Hannah raises her air rifle and aims at a female horse they call Bangs. She pulls the trigger, and the black mare is struck. Bangs is only startled briefly. She and the five others clop further up the hill and then calmly go back to grazing. These are just six of the 3,100 wild horses that roam across the mountainous Virginia range. The American Wild Horse Campaign is a group working to address wild horse overpopulation. They object to the federal government's policy of roundups. They note that 145 horses died in a holding pen in Colorado this year.
What we're trying to prove here on the Virginia Range is that there is a better way, and we're trying to show that we can do it.
Wilson says the birth rate of foals here has dropped more than 61% since 2020. And she says that's necessary because the edges of this range are getting overrun with homes and businesses.
As you start reducing the amount of available space and forage, then you need to manage the numbers to fit what's available for the horses. So we want a healthy range. We want healthy horse population.
Nevada is home to nearly 42,000 wild horses. That's the most in the U.S., and much more than the land can sustain, according to the Bureau of Land Management. Chris Pritzos is a researcher at the University of Nevada, Reno. He says their trampling is destroying rangelands, and they're dominating habitats that other wildlife depend on.
They will huddle around a waterhole, and they will not allow the other animals to reach that water. You know, in the drought, as our streams are drying up and there's less and less of these water holes, it does become a huge issue.
Most wild horses fall under the BLM's jurisdiction. The Virginia Range, however, is mostly private land. That allows groups like the American Wild Horse Campaign to take management measures into their own hands. Further west, the BLM recently did a roundup in the 800,000-acre Twin Peaks herd management area. It's located along the Nevada-California border. There, a low-flying helicopter drove wild horses into holding pens. Over a few weeks, more than 2,100 horses were captured. It includes 110 mares that were temporarily held and injected with fertility control vaccines. BLM spokesperson Amy Dumas said darting is only feasible in smaller herd management areas, or HMAs, near communities.
That works really, really well in those HMAs where the horses are used to people and that people follow the horses.
Across the West, there are close to 57,000 wild horses in federal facilities. The BLM schedule for fiscal 2022 aims to remove more than 20,000. Sarah King is a researcher at Colorado State University. She says slowing down birth rates is only a partial solution.
Fertility control is great as a long-term solution to stop the population increasing, but the only way to actually reduce the population size is to remove animals from the range.
In the meantime, new forms of fertility control are being tested. King's part of a group monitoring some mares in Utah that received intrauterine devices, or IUDs, specifically designed for horses. The effectiveness, she adds, is too early to tell. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradle.